Good morning, dear brothers and sisters. I greet you all in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's a privilege to be here. My voice is a little bit not perfect, I want to say. I thank God for my voice. Praise God. God has good plans and a good future for us. He has good intentions for us, and He's for us. He's with us all the time. He's faithful. Faithful is He who called us, in His truth. He called us to be His, His dear children, His fellow workers. Hallelujah. He who began a good work in us, He will surely complete it until the day of Christ. Dear brothers and sisters, today is the second Advent. In German we say it. I don't know how it's said in English. Advent, the word Advent, it comes from the Latin Adventus, and it means arrival. Actually, it means Adventus Domini. It means the arrival of the Lord, the coming of the Lord. Today is the second Advent, Zweiter Advent, we would say in German. And I want to talk about the second Advent, the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ on the earth and our preparation for it. Yes, at first I'd like to start with the first Advent, the first appearance of Jesus, and then I want to draw a bow to the second Advent. Dear friends, the first Advent, the first coming of Jesus Christ, it's very, very, indeed it's very, very profound. God already announced it in the book of Genesis, that the woman's seed would crush the serpent's head. The word became flesh. It dwelt among us. We have seen His glory. The Apostle John writes in the Gospel. He revealed His glory unto us. Sin, the curse, is broken. We are endowed with power from on high. The Holy Spirit has come. So we are equipped. We are now equipped to do business for the kingdom of heaven. We carry the Ark of the Covenant 2.0, so the better version. We carry it in our spirit, in our heart. God is with us. We have the law of the Spirit. We do not follow only the letter. We follow the Spirit. The Spirit gives life. Yes, let's seek first the kingdom of God. And we should not be distracted by the worries of this world. We should not be distracted, for example, by wealth, by money. Yes, money can be a tool for the kingdom, for kingdom purposes. But the Bible says love of money is not good. So we only love Jesus. We are not distracted by any sidewalks. Let's focus our eyes on Jesus. Let's not be distracted by those things the world is distracted, like clothing or... Let's be of one mind. Yes, Jesus, He is telling us He will come again. The Bible says in the book of Acts, the same way He ascended, He will descend. And it will be a day of reckoning. We want to live in such a way that Jesus says, "Well done, you faithful servant." For most people, they who don't know Jesus, He will come unexpected like a thief. I just want to go in the letters of Paul. Let's open the 1 Thessalonians 5. I just want to read 8 verses. 1 Thessalonians 5, starting from verse 1. Paul addresses here the topic. But concerning the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I should write you. For you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. For when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them, as labor pains upon a pregnant woman. And they shall not escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness, though that this day should overtake you as a thief. You are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, the hope of salvation. Yes, we are children of light. We are the church of the living God. This day is coming not unexpected for us, because we walk in the night. We are not of the darkness, that this day should seize us as a thief. We are sons of light. So let's not sleep. Paul says, let's not sleep, let's not get drunk. Let us use this Advent season to sort out. I don't put material things first. I mean occupations. What is important to our life and what in the depths hinders us? Our heart affection. Where do we put our time, our money? Let's buy out the time. Let us be effective for God, for His kingdom in our everyday life. Do we seek the kingdom of God first? Yes, let's seek the concerns of the kingdom. We have the promise that everything else will then be given unto us. Elsewhere, Paul writes, seek those things that are above, where Christ is. Let's use this time to set our anchor. Then when stormy times comes and will reach us, we have something to hold on. We have this one life here on earth. God has gifted us and has empowered us and called us individually. So let's not fight like someone is punching in the air with no good results. It's evil time. Things are changing in our country, in the world. For example, when I was a child, it was totally normal that you have the role of a male and a female, that God has created man in His image. He created them male and female. This is just one example how things are changing. You all probably know the characteristics of a frog. If you throw a frog into a pot of hot water, it will immediately try to save himself. He will jump out as expected. However, if you throw the frog in lukewarm water and then slowly heat it up, it won't move. It will stay in the water until he dies. The reason the frog does not notice the slow change of the temperature and therefore does not recognize the impending danger. We don't want to be like frogs. The Bible calls us to constant prayer. The Old Testament says, the fire on the altar, it shall not go out. And this is what Count Zinzendorf, back then in the Herrnhut prayer movement, he quoted this verse. He said, the fire on the altar should never go out. I want to read another scripture with you. It's in Luke 21, 36. Luke 21, verse 36. It says, watch now and pray at all times that you may be able to escape all that is about to happen and stand before the Son of Man. Brothers and sisters, let's watch and pray. Let us examine ourselves. Does our personal prayer altar burn with God? Paul says, I I have not yet grasped it. But one thing I do, I do forget those things that are behind me. He is forgetting those things, but I'm stretching onward what's in front of me towards the highest goal, the upward prize of God's call in Christ Jesus. I will close with prayer. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your eternal promise. Hallelujah. You are and you will come again, Father. We praise you, Father. Let us be your servants, Father. We want to examine ourselves, Father. We want to stand before you, Father. We want to stand before the Son of Man, Father. We want to hear from you. Good. Well done, you faithful servant. We love you, Jesus. We praise you. We honor your name, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.